So as I was saying, my sabbatical was about connecting with friends that I hadn't seen in a long time, and reconnecting with friends that I had seen before I left sabbatical, heading out into the lakes, in the woods, and camping, and fishing, and talking. It was also reconnecting with stories that I had long forgotten, and one particular one really hit me hard. It was a story, one of my favorite authors, Annie Lamont. Any of you have read her work? Annie Lamont told this story, and it's a story I had forgotten. She was asked, "So what do you think heaven is like? What do you think heaven is like?" We've asked this question before. What do you think heaven is like? And she answered, "Well, you know, the kingdom of God is like this." And that was an interesting move, isn't it? Instead of saying, "Well, I think heaven is like," she said, "No, the kingdom of God is like this." Now, I remember one of my seminary professors was saying, oftentimes people ask you, "What is heaven like?" And when you try to talk about heaven, try to make the comparison of how vast heaven is, right? Think about Newport, our own little Newport, and heaven is like New York City. Woo! It's big. It's better than New York City, okay? But I'm talking size here, okay? It's big. I mean, can you imagine how many people are in New York City? It's vast. It's huge. But at the same time, in our way of thinking, if you ask people, heaven may be huge, but it's also confined. Heaven is this. And he said, you know, a better way of talking about heaven? Don't say heaven. Say kingdom of God. Now, how do you think, how big is the kingdom of God? If heaven is like New York City to Newport, the kingdom of God is like the cosmos. The constant, infinitely expanding cosmos. Little Carl Sagan happening there. The cosmos. That's how big the kingdom of God is. It's huge. You can't even fathom. Now, when you think kingdom, I want you to start playing in your head something that we continuously pray. Where in our worship service do we talk about the kingdom? Yeah, it's question and answer. The Lord's Prayer. Wah! Sorry, salvation's already by Jesus. Doesn't matter. But yes, the right answer. And what do we say about God's kingdom? Thy kingdom come, thy will be done. Whoa, wait a minute. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done. On earth as it is. So the kingdom of God, she said, is like this huge, amazing banquet. That's kind of biblical, isn't it? Any of you remember a story about a banquet in heaven? Please say yes. Wow. Do I need to go back on sabbatical? 50-50, gotcha. Okay, never ask that question again. It's like a banquet hall, a place of huge celebration, a place where people are invited. If you remember the story of the banquet, you remember that this was a parable in which Jesus told, in which he invited the supposed important people, right? And what did they do? They went, what? Nah. Yeah, I got things to do. Whatever. And so then, who did God invite after they refused? Do you remember? This is the part that we always forget. The street people, right? It says specifically, the good and the bad. What? The kingdom of God, Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven is a huge banquet where the good and the bad come to the hall. How many of you are with me so far? Well, the actual answer is everybody. Everybody. The good and the bad. And you just imagine the table. Imagine it just is filled with the most amazing things. And especially for people in Palestine, when they heard the story from Jesus, where food was really scarce, where you were kind of thinking about your next meal, if it was going to be there or not, to have this type of image was just mind-boggling. Is it still? To hear of an image of this huge banquet hall filled with food to the brim. I mean, what is your image of that? What does that look like? Beer and chips? What? Thanksgiving? Turkey? Ham? Beef? What? For you vegetarians, I'm sorry. Whatever it is. And do you think the people around there are kind of like, well, you know, this Pinot is a little tepid. I'm kind of a Malbec type of guy. What's your image? Are people happy? Are people excited? Are people grateful just to be there? Is there a sense? Let your imagination run. Yes, I have a point to this. Work with me. Let your imagination run. You are invited to this banquet hall, this huge place, and it is just party central. She was asked, what is the kingdom of heaven like? And she said, the kingdom of God is like this huge buffet, this huge table, and everyone's milling around, and all the lights and the music. I don't know, what type of music are you hearing? And then Jesus walks into the room. What does that look like? I imagine Jesus has got a grin from ear to ear, huh? And he's coming up, and he's shaking hands, and he's hugging people. He's going, oh, man, good to see you. Man, I missed you. Oh, high five. I mean, can you imagine that? Or do you think Jesus, what do you think it looks like? Do you think he's happy? Do you think he's happy to see you? Wow, that killed the room. Do you think God is happy to see you? Because if you don't think so, please see me afterward. He's hugging and he's holding and he's laughing. Jesus laughing. That's my greatest image, man. You know the most offensive thing that happened in seminary? Someone painted Jesus laughing. What? That's offensive? They were.
Jesus is serious.
No. Jesus is real. Can we get that? Jesus is real, and he's really happy to see you. So we have the kingdom of God. We have this banquet hall filled with all sorts of amazing things. The music, Jesus is walking in. He's grinning. He's smiling. He's happy. He's celebrating. He heads to the seat. There's not a bad seat in the house, by the way. With all things is possible with God. Not a bad seat in the house. And he asks everyone, all right, everyone, dinner is served. Sit down. And everyone starts sitting down. Oh, wait a minute. Do you realize that there's a name? There's a nameplate where you're supposed to be sitting. There's a spot for you, right? You know that, right? How many of you know the kingdom of God, banquet hall, table, you got a spot? Three hands? This is a slow pitch over the plate, people. Come on! Am I really that bad? You've got a spot at the table. You have a place. Now, I want you to roll that in your head for a second. Have you ever experienced a time when you felt displaced? Have you ever experienced a time when you've been told no? Oh, wow, you're a little quick with those answers. Have you ever seriously thought you don't belong here? Oh, there's one. For every person that was ever shunned in school, that was ever told they were worthless, for every heart that has been broken because of another, or because of experience, and you thought, I'm out of here, I'm done, I'm not in the book. For every person that has ever had that type of experience, I want to remind you that the kingdom of God, at the banquet, wow, food, Jesus, high-fiving, there's a name tag spot for you at the table. And I'm not making this up because I want to impress you this morning. That's biblical. Okay? Now we're cooking with gas. And you sit down. And all of a sudden, next to you, you kind of feel this aura, and you glance next to you, and there is a person whom you least expected. There is a person for whom you're asking yourself, what? You put me next to who? You expect me to eat with? Who's that person? Who's that person in your head? Who's that group in your head? Kingdom of God, table, food, Jesus. Sit, down, spot. Huh? And Jesus is still smiling. And he knows your discomfort. And he says, brothers and sisters, welcome to the table of grace. It's time to eat. Did you catch that in Hebrews? Jesus said, brothers and sisters. Jesus loves the little children. Work it. Tina Turner, yes, I'm going there, that amazing dynamo of energy, sang the song, What's Love Got to Do with It? Everything. And what we hear now is that very few people belong at the table of grace. That the kingdom of God is so limited for so many. Who am I talking about? the kingdom of God. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. The way it will be is what God wants now. Now. And God will get what God wants. For the past, for the present, and already the claim on the future. Be seated. The table of grace is ready for you, for all. Brothers and sisters, every stinking one of you.